It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama has landed in Afghanistan today. We're going to go directly there to NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro, who is traveling with the president. Ari, where are you precisely, as closely as you're allowed to tell?
Well, we've just landed at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, and I should tell you, about an hour before we landed, this trip, which was a very closely held secret, changed dramatically. Originally, the president was supposed to be on the ground for 6 hours. He was going to visit the embassy and the presidential palace in Kabul. Well, weather conditions here are so bad that that was changed. Instead of meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in person, he's going to meet with him via live video conference. He's still going to speak to troops here at Bagram Air Base, which White House officials say was always the main purpose of this trip, to thank troops for their service at this holiday season.
The cell phone is breaking up a bit, so I'll just repeat. You said Bagram Air Base, which is outside the capital city, Kabul, but not all that close, and you're saying it's difficult for him to get into the capital city. You said the main purpose, or one of the purposes, was to speak to the troops. There must be a major public purpose here as well, simply to restate his commitment to the Afghan war?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, we were briefed by White House officials who said again and again that the president suggested about a month ago that he do this sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas to sort of boost morale, visit the troops, thank them for their service. But, of course, there is a political element to this. It was just about a year ago that President Obama announced his new strategy, which included sending more troops to Afghanistan. And just 2 weeks ago at NATO, he had some harsh words for Afghan President Hamid Karzai. And then there are other specters hanging over this visit. The annual review of Afghan policy that's expected to be finished in the next couple of weeks. Of course, today there were more revelations from the WikiLeaks website about concerns of corruption in Afghanistan. And so, you know, although the primary purpose may be to speak to troops, those specters are certainly hanging over this visit.
Of course, we said that high winds and difficult weather have made it difficult for President Obama, or apparently President Karzai, to move around Afghanistan, and we can certainly hear that on the cell phone as NPR's Ari Shapiro speaks with us this morning from Afghanistan. And Ari, you've been covering the White House day by day over the last several months as they await this review of progress in Afghanistan. Of course, the official view is and must be that the strategy is working, is succeeding. In private conversations, how optimistic are White House officials right now?
You know, they keep pointing to this timeline that the troop drawdown will start in 2011, based on conditions, they say, with the goal of giving the combat operation over to Afghan forces by 2014. But they will find that that does not mean the end of the American combat mission. And so as a result, a lot is still up in the air. And I think even in private, you know, White House officials are not expressing much more confidence than you hear them express in public.
Ari Shapiro, would you just look around and tell us what you see? You've just gotten off Air Force One there at Bagram Air Force Base, is that right?
Right, we are at the tarmac at Bagram Air Force Base, and President Obama is just now walking down the stairs wearing a brown leather bomber jacket, disembarking from the airplane with some of his national security staff.
Okay, NPR's Ari Shapiro is on the ground at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, where President Obama has just in the last little while landed aboard Air Force One. Ari, we'll be listening for more updates. Thanks very much.
All right, good to talk to you.